Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act on that. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap of dawn, giving them all on. Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, all right. I learned something. And it is sharing time. And I am ever appreciated. I do appreciate God for all that he allows me to learn in my life. One of the best lessons I've learned is that hardship teaches you some great lessons. Challenges brings about some of my best results. I think what I'm trying to say is, in every challenge and hardship, every setback, I've learned something so, so valuable. So here's what I've known this, but I've just learned it at a different angle. Appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Now, I don't know how that sounds to you, but I can't tell you how true it is. God, being fair and just as he really is, he really is. He's a fair and a just God. What's most beneficial to us is he happens to be full of mercy and grace. And I'm telling you something, man. I've probably benefited from his grace and mercy more than anything else. I mean, really, man, if it wasn't for him just forgiving me, and then for him just touching my life the way he has, I mean, I'm not here in this position today. I'm just not. But a funny thing has happened along the way, even to you, if you look at it. Is that your genuine appreciation and gratitude has been the key to you having more, for your continued blessings, and for making room for heaven to open up and pour out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. If you look at it, see, God being a fair and just God, which he is, why would he put more on you than you can bear? If you've noticed everything that's happened in your life, if you're still here, you've made it. You know, forget how rough it was. Got that. But you made it. Forget what it sent you through and how it made you feel. You made it. Now, what makes people give up, and you hear about people committing suicide, is they leave the God out of their life. And they start allowing that other voice to control. And if it's really true that God never puts more on you than you can bear, as long as you stay connected to God, you can get through anything. But you lose that connection. You lose that communication. You lose that relationship with him. If you're not having a relationship with God, then who you having a relationship with? Now, it ain't but two forces at work at all time. It's good and evil. It's positive and negative. It's God, it's Satan. Now, this is at work all the time. So if you're not being positive about everything, you leave room for negativity to step in. If you're not trying to be righteous in your way, then you allow evil to step in. If you don't work on your relationship with God, come on now. Look who you letting step in. So now, I'm asking you to understand that God never puts more on you than you can bear. Okay, now that we got that clear, that's a fact. Okay, now with that fact in mind, let's go over this right here. Why would God, being as just and merciful as he is, put more on you than you can bear? Example, if God has given you blessings and all you're doing is complaining about them, you're never showing any appreciation or gratitude about it, why would he give you some more stuff to be ungrateful for? Why would he give you some more stuff to complain about? Why would he give you some more stuff that you would not show any more appreciation for? I mean, this thing is real simple, man, ain't it? If you think about it. So a lot of times, man, when I was going through my positions of not having and wondering and all like here, I ended up checking myself and going, man, I'm not even showing any gratitude or appreciation for the things he has done for me. Start showing some appreciation and gratitude, because it's the key to having more. It's the key to continued blessings. It's the key to the windows of heaven opening up and pouring out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. It's the appreciation and gratitude of what you already have. As minimal as it may appear to be right now for you, it is still what you have. But if you've shown no gratitude for the minimal, why would he give you the maximum? I mean, I'm just really just trying to put it real, real simple so I can keep understanding this thing right here. So let me give you an example in my life. I had gotten so busy at one point that I had began to complain about how busy I was. This is true because I am busy, but it ain't the busy part because I asked to be busy. You know, I asked God to give me opportunities and to make a way for me. Well, in that you got to do something and you got to get busy. But I began to complain about the busyness and how busy I was. And I noticed that a couple of things slowed up for me. So I had got to the point where I wasn't showing real gratitude for it. Well, I looked up and a couple of things started slowing down. And then I had to catch myself. And I went, wow, man, you have got to start embracing the fact that you are this busy. Embrace the fact that what all comes along with it, because to whom much is given, much is required. You got to start embracing the requirement part if you want to continue with the given part. So I changed my attitude. I caught myself and I started thanking him and showing real gratitude for how busy I was instead of complaining about how busy I was. And then guess what? It opened up the windows of heaven and some more blessings got poured out. It just works that way all the time for everybody, for me, for you, for everybody. So listen, y'all, again, your appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Your appreciation and gratitude is the key to continued blessings. And your appreciation and gratitude is the only way that you can get those windows of heaven to open up and pour out these blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. You got to act like you're glad for what you got in order to get more. You feel me? Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is upon us another great opportunity, another blessing, another day. Man, what an event. It's called today. And who gives us this? Nothing but that Almighty God. I'm trying to tell you now, he number one. Ride with him. I'm telling you, he's the one entity that you can count on 24/7. He's always available. He ain't ever late, and he loves you. He know what you need. He got what you want. That's him, man. I kid you not. I'm at that level where I can quit calling people. I already know. Call him. Nobody else got what I need. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's how we starting it. Yes. That's how it's done. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend of Nephew Tommy. Junior, you look a little different today. What's Your eyes ain't as squinty as yesterday.
Oh, no, Uncle. We
you look a little, half sleepy. Your little voice is starting to come back. Get that little high-pitched ting in it.
Yeah, well, you know, man, you know, it's, you know, got past the situation, that's all. But I'm good, though. But let me ask you, how long did it take you to realize that's who God was? How many years did you spend messing up and not calling him?
Well, I always knew who he was. I just forgot my relationship with him. See?
Ooh-wee. That's important.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I've always known who God. I was raised to know who God was. I walked away. I wandered off, did my own thing.
We all have.
I said I got it.
I backslid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Under the table, I came carpet low.
Yeah.
Backslid. Up, corner back, shot back, ran back.
Yep.
Hey man, I just, you know, I went through a period, man, where I was just waking up going at it.
Yeah.
You know, walking around like I got answers.
Right.
Walking around like I got answers. I was answering my own questions.
Yeah, it happened.
Wasn't making no consultation calls. Mm. Just up making decisions. Well, that's what I'm going to do today.
Yeah.
That'll show him.
He's always there.
Yeah. He was sitting there with his arms folded. I love you, man. I love
you. Never leave you.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You know, when you get tired, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'm right here. That's what happened.
Amen. Yeah. I love it, man.
Never leave you.
Yeah. What you got to do, Junior, is you got to develop. See, what I do now is I talk to him a little bit more constantly. You know, man, mm-hmm. like right now I'm on a smooth plane, so I'm talking to him all the time.
That's
and
good.
Then that way,
yeah,
that way when the waves come, you know, I got some stored up energy.
There you go.
And
there
I don't have to reintroduce myself anymore. He know me.
Amen.
Hello.
Because I'm in his face all the time.
You got a relationship.
Put them hands up.
All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is work husband. Work husband. All right? Work husband. Everybody has one. All you gentlemen that's out there riding around and you listen to us this morning, your mm-hmm. wife has a work husband. Just wanted you to let you know. All right, here we go. Let's go, cat dog. Work husband.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gary.
Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Tony, man. I work with your wife, Pam.
Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine, man. I'm one of her coworkers, man. I wanted to reach out to you. You know, I've been working with her quite some time. I'm kind of like what they call a work husband, man. You may have heard her mention me before, Tony.
Wait. Back up. Because I may be a little sleep. What? Did you say a husband?
No. Nothing like that, man.
There ain't but one husband here.
Okay, no, I got that. I'm a work husband. You know, like, you know, it'd be just something playful at the job, they be saying.
Playful at the work? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, it's just something, you know, playful they be saying, you know, when you hang around somebody a lot, they say he's your work husband or your work wife, you know, something like that. But nothing heavy at all, man.
Okay. All right. What's up, man? I mean, what's up?
Well, I was calling, man, trying to ask you how long have you and Pam been married?
Wait. What's your name again?
My name is Tony.
Oh, okay. We've been married about 8 or 9 years. I mean, what's up?
How long do you do? If you don't mind me asking. How much longer do you see y'all being married?
I kind of do mind you. Hold up. How'd you get this number again, man? Like,
I got the number out of Pam's phone, man. I wanted to call you myself.
Whoa! Back it out of my wife's phone.
Yeah.
Dog, I don't even answer. Hold on. Whoa. Why are you in my wife's phone, man?
No, dude. I mean, I just got it off a desk, man. I wanted to. You know, I wanted to reach out to you, man, to kind of have a private conversation with you. That's all.
For what? First of all, why are you in my wife's phone? You calling me, dude? I mean, this husband thing, it's really blowing me right now.
It's just a work husband, man. That's all it is.
What is a work husband? What are you doing with my wife?
You know, that's just like I'll bring her some coffee and donuts to the job, or. You know, get her some lunch and stuff, man, if she don't feel like going.
My wife don't even like donuts.
And we got a new coffee machine just 2 weeks ago, so why are you bringing my wife food?
Hey, man, listen. Really, I just called for this here. How long do you foresee y'all being married?
To death do us part. What the do you mean? How long we gonna be married? What's your name again? Tori?
Tony, man. Tony.
Tori, I don't give a damn. You asking me these? Hold on. Let me call my wife. Hold on.
Hold on. Hello? Gary.
Pam.
Gary.
Look, Pam, you better call me within 2 minutes. Right now, it's 10:38. You better call me by 10:40 or your black be sleeping outside.
Hello?
Tori.
Hello?
Yes. Are you still there?
But why you do that? Why you call her, man? This is going to be a conversation me and you having together.
No. Are you talking about you? You my wife's work husband. It ain't but one husband up in here. One.
I understand. She got my last name,
and she don't keep it till death do us part. Now, I'm glad you called me on a Friday. I'm so glad, because I got all weekend to think about that whooping I'm going to give you. Because this out here now.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to figure out, how much longer do you think you want to be married to her?
This whooping going to be phenomenal. You better get right with Jesus on Sunday, because I guarantee you're going to meet him Monday morning.
Hey, listen, all I'm trying to say, man,
I'm taking my wife up there early, and I want to see your black.
I'm just trying to adult. All I'm saying is, if you didn't want to be married to her any longer, then maybe we could work something out. That's all I'm asking,
man.
I'm just trying to have a nice work out, partner.
All we need to work out is be there Monday, because I'm sure the hell going to be there bright and early Monday waiting for your work husband, my.
Okay, look, man, I'm not going
to
sit there and go
to work.
I'm not trying. Look, all I'm trying to do is have a deeper man-to-man conversation with you, man, all right?
You done called me talking about you bringing my wife donuts and coffee and all up in her phone? This ain't no decent conversation.
Hey, man, I'm her work husband, dog. Everybody, most people have a work husband or a work wife, man. That's known in the corporate world.
A work husband. You hear what I'm saying?
What?
A work husband and you. I'm going to be there Monday, 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I'm not finna see him go back. Look, you know what? I'm finna just call Pam. I just call Pam.
Oh, she's gonna call me back in about a minute and 15 seconds. Yeah, we're gonna wait for her to call me back. Work husband, my from this on a Friday.
Okay, well, it was just a question, man. I'm just trying to see if you didn't want her, maybe we could work something out.
So if I find out if there's any truth to anything you're saying, oh, it's going to be a lay-down night tonight.
Ain't nobody finna do nothing to my baby. I mean, ain't nobody finna do nothing to Pam.
What? Did you just call my wife your baby?
No, I'm just saying.
Monday, Mr. Work Husband.
Hey, man, I'm not finna. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
No, you ain't got nothing to say to me. Monday.
No. I got something else I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You better talk to Jesus, because I'm going to be up there Monday at 8.
Okay, I got one more thing I need to say.
You
ain't
got nothing to say to me except Monday.
I do got one more thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
I said, is you listening?
I'm listening, Mr. Work Husband.
Well, guess what I want to tell you.
Tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother Eric.
Well, that Eric put you up to this.
Yeah,
I'm so glad this is a joke. Because somebody was about to die. I'm a serious Eric. So.
You all right, man?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You all right?
Oh, I need a drink. Man.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all crazy.
Okay.
Work husband.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you got a work wife?
Hell no. Hell no. Dog, can't tell me nothing.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Beyonce says her new Cowboy Carter album is inspired by backlash to her entering the country music genre a few years back. R. Kelly is suing the government over his seized commissary money, and Idris Elba has been passed over for the role of James Bond 007. We'll talk about all of these. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Fiona in Dayton. Fiona says, "My husband loves taking candid pictures of us. He's a selfie king. He recently took a very bad up close picture of me, and my nose looks humongous. He posted the picture on IG, and I made him delete it. How do I get him to stop snapping pictures?"
Well, now, let me help you with that nose thing. When you take a picture and your nose looks humongous, it's because it is. That's my whole thing with selfies. I don't know how to hold this camera to tone this thing down. I can't find the angle. Because if I take a picture, I take a selfie, it look like a hollow dome. It looked like a top view of a stadium.
Do you hold your hand up and shoot down? How you hold it?
I done tried that.
Professional photographer.
Oh, you know what the kids do now? They turn it around. They turn the phone this way and click it. So that might
work. Oh, really?
Okay. That's what Tasha and them do. Yeah.
Yeah, quit doing it. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how you... Oh, okay, let me try it now.
And post it.
You gonna try it?
I'm gonna just put it up. Let me see.
Appear closer.
No, the other way. Turn the phone around. The other way.
What does that look, though?
Well, you know, I don't know how to look like Monica. That's...
Look at his face. You gotta post
it. Please post that. That's a crazy look.
Monica, you gotta look at Monica's to really know how to look fake.
And you don't put any filter or anything on your pic.
Hell no.
To filter the nose, surely. All right.
Was that one any better? You didn't look so surprised.
Okay, here what I took a picture of. This is what I turned it around.
Firefly. Not even in this picture.
What the hell you said? Okay, right. Let me see. Go ahead.
Moving on to Shaka in Philly. Shaka says, "My brother's wife used to mess with a guy that I work with, and he said that she's sending good morning texts to him again. I let her know that I let her know that I know what she's doing. She said there's no harm in it, and if it's true, should I tell my brother on her?"
Your brother's wife is sending texts to
a guy,
another man.
Yeah.
That she worked with.
Good morning text.
Good morning.
So, yeah, to him again, he said. Yes, yeah, so she's done it before. Now she's doing it again.
Well,
he's sending a good morning text to her.
Well, if it ain't no harm, then tell your brother. Yeah.
No. You know, she's sending them to him. She's sending them to him. Mm-hmm.
She's sending the texts to another man. But this is the girl's brother's wife that's doing it.
Uh-huh. Right, the girl that wrote the letter is her sister-in-law. Yep.
Yes, Steve.
Yep.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So if it's harmless, then tell it. It's my brother. Hey, man, your wife's still saying hi. It's harmless, though. You know.
So she's saying how much harm. Yeah. Let's see how much harm involved.
It's harmless.
And this good morning. Not first time. All right.
Good morning, GM. Good morning.
Yeah. Moving on to...
Well, you're going to be living over there, so you ain't going to have to send no more texts.
Right.
Moving on to Princess in Wichita. Princess says, "I'm 29 years old and I live with my mom. I can't move out because she messed up my credit when I was in college. Now her credit is perfect and she won't help me get an apartment. Would I be wrong if I forged her name on my lease?" Wow.
Well, I would, but you know.
Wait, what?
Yo, would mama. What?
That's what friends are for.
That's my family.
Oh, OK. keep smiling. Well, her you mama ruined your her credit.
On your
her mama forged her name, used her credit, got all her lights and stuff turned on.
Yeah.
You know, messed her credit up, got that Sears card that time.
I like that Sears card.
Bought that wash and dry and bought that new dishwasher and that kitchen appliances and stuff. Mm-hmm. And bought a husband that riding lawnmower. They got a little good ass yard and he still was out there riding on it.
On the ride, long.
It was a longer ride driving it from the garage to the front yard.
Crazy. So you would forge. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to forge your mama name. Just going to give me a nice little apartment. You're going to pay the rent because you got yourself together.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go and do it.
And work on your credit.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's cold.
We giving it legal advice now. Come on. All right.
Yeah. All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. Demetrius in Longview says, my husband and I tried to eat right and work out, but he's been cheating. His car smelled like fried chicken when I used it today. and there were McDonald's napkins on the seat. I need for him to lose weight with me. Should I confront him?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
What should she say?
Hey, fat ass.
Deep fries.
No, just walk in there and hold a napkin and hold a little, the Popeye's bag that's balled up under the seat. Uh-huh. Got all that McDonald's wrappers and stuff in here, you know. Just go on in there and talk to him. Look, man, that's what accountability partners are for. If y'all doing it together, you got to be accountable. You're supposed to be helping and support each other.
Uh-huh.
Nothing supports a person better than a strong accusation.
Ooh,
those are very effective.
I'm loving it.
What is this? And you know y'all love doing that. What is this?
Uh-huh.
Hello, excuse me?
Clean this car.
Mr. Chick-fil-A?
Come on, fat boy.
Busted. Yeah. You got busted.
You know what I'm thinking about? A cheat meal this weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a toss up. You know, they don't have Whataburgers in Atlanta, do they?
Yeah, it's one
in the suburbs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in Cobb County and stuff. I think they do.
Yeah.
What?
Cobb Parkway. Too.
Off of Dallas Highway out here in Cobb Parkway.
I don't know where.
I'm out here, Yeah.
Yeah. Wendy's used to be really good. I don't know if they've changed.
I don't know. Ain't nothing like Whataburger.
Yeah, Whataburger.
I tell you the most overrated hamburger I've ever seen. That damn In-N-Out. I do not understand that.
Don't go to LA and say that.
The lines.
Do not go to LA and say that.
I don't care. I tell them they don't know. They don't know. Now, if you want a good burger in LA, you got to go to Fat Burger. I don't care what nobody tell you. Even they turkey burger ain't turkey.
To win the morning fat burger. Yeah.
Five Guys is good, though. You like Five Guys?
Woo, yeah, boy.
And their fries.
Yeah.
All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, we're all hungry now. We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, Beyonce shared an Instagram post explaining the inspiration behind her upcoming album, Cowboy Carter. Queen B wrote that she's been working on Cowboy Carter for 5 years. It's a project born of an experience that she had a few years ago where she did not feel welcomed. Beyonce was referring to the 2016 Country Music Awards when she performed her song Daddy Lessons with country group The Dixie Chicks. While Beyonce fans celebrated her performance, it also received backlash at the time. Beyonce wrote that her experience motivated her to do a, quote, deeper dive into the history of country music. The criticisms I faced when I first entered this genre forced me to propel past the limitations that were put on me. Beyonce recently made history as the first black woman to top the Billboard country chart with her single, Steve, get ready, Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
Cowboy
Where am I?
Cowboy Carter will drop March 29th.
There you
go.
Yeah. I remember that performance, though.
I do, too.
In 2016. And even the Dixie Chicks at the time, now they're just called the Chicks. They dropped the word Dixie. But even at the time, they said how the country music audience at that award show treated Beyonce.
Yes.
Terrible.
Because Beyonce owned the stage. Yeah. She's still going to be Beyonce.
I always think they got something that, you know, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People make me sick, man. Can't nobody do nothing. They got to do it the way you want to do it. And it's ours. You know, ain't that yours.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's no skin color
country
with
black
everything
music.
Everything y'all got came from us.
A whole world.
Period. That's it.
And others.
Mess around, make me tell you how this really go.
Right.
Let's go. Another entertainment news. Mm-hmm. Wow. R. Kelly is suing the federal government over money seized from his commissary. Kel said that he had $28,000 of his money taken to settle a government judgment against him. The August 2023 judgment required Kelly's label, Universal Music Group, to surrender $500,000 in royalties, plus the nearly $30,000 set aside for his prison canteen in order to pay a victim who sued Robert last March. According to an official court document, the defendant is appealing his conviction and the government seizure of his substantial Bureau of Prisons commissary accounts to satisfy the financial penalties imposed in the case. There you go.
That's got to be one of the largest books in the history of prison.
$28,000
on your books?
Yep.
You know, man, I was watching the news the other day.
Mm-hmm.
A white chick was dating this guy. Got into what they called a marijuana-induced mental frenzy. Stabs her boyfriend 108 times.
Oh.
Kills this boy.
Wow.
She got community service and probation.
What?
Wait a minute.
She got communities. You can look it up. She got community service and probation and murdered the dude. The judge says she was out of her mind over the influences of marijuana. You know how many people's commenting on that?
Wow.
There was dudes in there going, you know what weed I don't smoke?
I ain't
ever killed nobody.
Right. Yeah, you know right from wrong when you smoke.
Community service and probation. Did not get no time.
This is crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Amen. Look it up. Just look it up.
Okay.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's a real case. She got no time. Now, so, you know, I'm saying this to say this. If you're going to have a system that makes allotments for stuff like that, these allotments should be spread across the board. I'll give you an example. All these men in jail that's serving time for selling weed. Well, now weed legal.
Right. So while he's still serving time.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, at one point in time, you got to get some credit for time served and start letting some people out. If you're going to legalize weed, but now you imprison them for selling weed.
Mm-hmm.
But back to R. Kelly, yeah. We don't care about him suing the government at all. Uh-uh. We don't care, R. Kelly, at all.
I don't see how you can win that case.
Right.
No. At all.
Right.
Because they seize everything.
Mm-hmm. And rightfully so for the victims. Yeah.
All right. Also in entertainment news, this is according to a recent survey in England. Idris Elba is the United Kingdom's favorite to be the next James Bond. However, Idris did not get that job. He did not. According to a story in The Sun, UK actor Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role. Although details have not yet been finalized, Taylor Johnson has appeared in The Avengers Age of Ultron.
This is disturbing for me.
I know.
I'm like, what? Somebody else
got
the job.
He was right there.
That's all it is. Somebody else got the job.
Don't minimize this, Tommy. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
This Idris.
He'll be fine.
I thought Idris
America's
was going
husband.
To be 007. James.
Yeah. No. Well, you can quit thinking. Tyrese thought he was going to be it, too.
How do you think that? He's not British. He's not from
Tyrese. You didn't see Tyrese post when he posted that he wanted to be James Bond, came outside the door with the little tux, well, got in the white Hummer.
There's a lot of things we want.
I didn't see that post. I missed it. That's what he says, Steve.
But there is public outcry for Idris to be James Bond.
In America and UK.
Y'all didn't know it, but it was public outcry for me to be James Bond.
No, we did not know that.
Give me a line. Shake it, not stir. Let me hear
come
you
on,
do it.
Bro. Come on.
Where are you going? Why are you over here?
Okay. And you were passed over? Okay. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, spring has sprung. We'll talk about it.
Boy,
right
they had
after
007 wrote all over. Didn't have chills. I said chills.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tuesday was the official first day of spring. So here are a few questions for you guys. What is your favorite go-to music while you're doing your spring cleaning and all that? I know you don't do it. You have your people doing it.
Whoa.
Spring cleaning.
My favorite
Steve.
Go-to song when I'm doing what?
Spring cleaning.
Steve, you don't get in there and get them baseballs, dog. You don't get in there and get them baseballs.
Clean up that refrigerator.
Wipe them down.
You don't clean out that pantry. What about that closet?
Mop that floor.
You don't wash clothes. You don't.
Things, these air filters. And,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what normal people do, regular folks.
Spring cleaning.
Uh-huh.
So, in the day, before you became rich, what was your favorite song, go-to music, spring cleaning?
Before I got famous, I was homeless. I ain't had no house in spring.
Okay.
All right. You know how far back I got to go back? Spring clean.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's one that you can definitely relate to, Steve. Favorite spring color for your wardrobe?
Spring color.
Your go-to.
White.
Yeah.
Spring. Yes. Even white. Boy, I can't wait. I got a whole section of pants coming out. White, light, bright, yellow.
You wear pink too, don't you?
Hell yeah, I wear
pink. Yeah, I love men who wear pink.
You know, Jay-Z had that video with, hey, it's not pink, it's salmon. That's pink.
What about you, Tommy? What
you as a matter of fact, it's pink.
Pink.
P-A-N-K.
Yeah, really. I see you, boy, with that pink on.
Thank you.
I like light blue.
Light blue, powder blue, like a baby blue.
Junior? What about you, Junior? Watch this here.
Light green.
Like a mint green.
Mint green, pastel.
Well, your voice don't go with light green. You got light green hats, Junior.
And your light green suit, yeah.
You know what, man? Nice. See, I'm gonna do this with you today, though.
You're not gonna participate.
Hey, I'm not gonna participate. Light green hats. That's what I need to be looking at.
You have a light green hat.
That's what he's saying. That's what you need to be looking at. A light green hat. Damn them pants. Get you some light green hat. That's what he told me. I know what you're talking
about. Hey, Junior, you know what you ought to start wearing? I done thought it about this. You ought to start wearing headbands.
Like when he's working out, like for working
for the sweat, to just out the sweat.
No, yeah. He's talking about just wearing them in public. Like go to dinner with
yeah,
one.
Yeah, just head. Start wearing them on. You know how a little baby had that little thing on, had a little bow on top of it. Now get your head back. And let it start right where your hair starts.
We gotta go. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we're gonna check your voicemail, Steve, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, it is time now to check your voicemail, 877-29-STEVE. If you'd like to leave Steve a message, please do so. We'd love to hear from you. And you just might hear your call on the air. So, Steve, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
This is from Judy in Detroit, who listens to Mix 92.3. Judy left a message about Trump. Take a listen.
Hi. I just wanted to leave a message. I wanted to thank Steve Harvey and the Morning Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for commenting truthfully about the politics that are going on today. You just won over a listener for life. My daughter and I were driving her to school this morning and heard Steve Harvey's comments about Donald Trump, and I am so grateful that someone will actually just say the truth about what's going on in the world today. So I appreciate it. My comments. I'm just commending Steve Harvey for being truthful and being honest, but also being composed and intelligent about it. So thank you very much. This is Judy.
You know, I'm not deceived.
Right.
I'm not a, you can't deceive me. Mm-hmm. You know, some of this stuff has to be factual. You know, you running your mouth talking about the election was stolen. Let's come on, man. Let's stop this out. But the hypocrisy of this country is what troubles me the most. It's supposed to be this moral nation, but you want to elect one of the most immoral, corrupt. This man has more indictments against him than all the presidents total who have ever run for this office and held it. He has 91. Do you know the total indictments of all prior presidents? Zero.
Mm-hmm.
91 indictments cannot be politically motivated.
How can he run the country?
You think the Department of Justice? It's crazy, man.
This is sad for you all to sit there
and support him, it just exemplifies the type of person you are.
And act like
because this is craziness, man.
Yeah.
But this is how America was built, though. This is exactly how America was built. That's why they're so cool with it.
He's talking about bloodbath, using words like that. That incites
violence.
He's campaigning so he becomes president because you can't indict a sitting president.
Right. Right.
That's
exactly
what it is.
Right.
And that buys him 4 more years. Mm-hmm. And now his rhetoric is we need to stop this can only run twice business.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
And then guess what?
Yeah, just
if he
one
says
term.
That, guess what? Because he got an R behind his name, Republican, they'll back that too. Mitch McConnell and all of them. It's the same rioters on January 6th that was in y'all's office trying to kill y'all with their feet up on the desk.
Kidnap y'all and all that.
Oh, and then he said first act he'll do when he becomes president is he's going to pardon all those people. Excuse me, you're going to pardon those people that killed those officers?
Line of duty, Capitol Police officers.
And he was the law and order president. Remember that, too.
Yes.
When he was in office. Yeah.
Correct.
We got another one? Any chance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Aaron. Aaron agrees with me. Okay. Let's see what this one's about.
Steve, my name is Aaron. And I agree with Shelby Strawberry. It's not pecan. It's called butter pecan. So leave her alone, and she's not bougie, okay? Thank you. It's called Butter
Peaky.
Love you, Shirley.
Bye. His name is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, thank you for calling. Shirley is bougie.
What?
And your punk ass is, too.
How dare you talk about Aaron like that?
Hey, Aaron.
Come on, Key & Peele.
Oh my God. Oh, Aaron had your back on the butter pecan ice cream flavor we were talking about.
Hold on, Shirley, how do you say real part. Hold on. Y'all missed the real part though at the end.
What?
I love you, Shirley.
Oh, oh.
No, no,
Yeah.
All right.
Shirley, you finna make a comeback, girl. Back in the game. You know what I mean? Got him out there, barking up the tree. You ain't never all left. Right. Oh, yeah, now.
All right, coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, how could he possibly want more? We'll find out, get into that in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got a little something, for you, but first I want to let everybody know that the nephew coming to the Gump, baby, Montgomery, Alabama, March 30th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. All right? Tickets on sale right now. That's me, that's Celebrity. That is J.J. Williamson and my dude, Earthquake. We shaking it up. March 30th, Saturday night in the Gump. Tickets on sale. Get your black hats. Come on out there and get ready. We throwing them in there. All right, all together at one time. It's going to look like a graduation when we throw them up there, okay? Because the hats I sell is F-A-A-F-O called. You right. Do know what that means, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Right. Got it.
Yes, I do. Okay. We'll rock it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Blank around and find out. That's all. That's what F-A-A. F-O. Get you a cap on Saturday
that would be
night.
B-A-A.
B-A-A.
Blank around and find out.
He can't say what the blank stands for, Steve.
Well, then you need to fix your hair.
You can't say it on the radio.
No.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
He could say it, but just not on the air.
Yeah, it's F A A F O.
You don't know.
Just I need ask a hat, someone.
Tony. Yeah. All
right. I got some hats for y'all. I'll get y'all one. All right. Here we go. This right here is You Can't Come Back to Church.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't come back to church. You can't come back to church. We done all decided. Let's go, cat dog. You can't come back to church.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds.
From what? From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From here. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that... I called and the deacon board didn't have a meeting as well as Pastor and they didn't have a meeting and they come to the understanding that they're gonna ask you to not come to church right now because them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is and want you to just I don't know if they gonna suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church.
Well, that's what they come up with. Now we even had a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church. My kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about it. People not paying the tithes the way they're supposed to.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well. Now, what it is, we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make. Is what I'm saying.
What I make. It's my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill need to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys and being, disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to be to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody's kids is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we're gonna pray for, and we're gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm gonna keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm gonna keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Hill. And you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called up.
Well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me, telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
Now, I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids and they troubles.
Where was you this past Sunday, you what now?
I wasn't at church because I had overslept, and why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield, hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked. I got you.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How you going to sorry. But y'all bogus. Y'all
You know what I like about you, though?
What?
Ain't nobody going to keep you out the Lord's house. You're going to show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday, I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Now, do you even have to ask me that? The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
I'm going to be stupid for you now. You got to do it. Let me know
when.
Oh,
we know.
Let me know when to turn it on. You know, let
play
me know
too
when
much.
To turn it on.
Yes, we know.
Uh-huh. And I get
oh,
it out.
You turn it
you.
On. Now you're saying you turn on stupid.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, because on Friday night, y'all, I'm pretty, you know, pretty, you know, sexy looking.
What?
Clever.
What, Steve?
We're not going to do that. We're not
what,
gonna
Junior?
Do that.
What are you all
we're
saying?
We're not going to do that.
Friday night, ready love. You got to get to my be sexy now.
What?
You don't see it.
Just like you don't see my hairline.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
Well, you ain't sexy at all, then.
Well, let me down. Tip top team.
Yeah.
Fed you your own line right where there. Now, you know that's factual.
Where we going to see this at?
Okay.
What you say, Junior? Fading away? Is that what you're saying?
What?
Now, Junior, I got a little bit of sexy on Friday night. Now when I'm with the kids on Saturday, that's...
Well, he got a little bit of hairline, too. That's what he said.
Equate this.
Anyway, Friday night, ready to love. Saturday, BCQ, Black College Quiz. Y'all check the listings and catch up to your boy and watch me work, man. All right. Can I tell God something? Thank you for two TV shows. I am grateful. I am humble. I am thankful, man. Oh, my God. I do not take any of that for granted. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
That's a blessing.
I'm going to go grind and try to give me two more. Watch. Go grind and give me two more.
Yeah. Thank them all day for them TV shows.
Everybody all right, nephew. Now. Thank you.
Hey, Junior, you get a TV show too, but you're going to have to stay straightforward at a camera.
All right, coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today, and the subject is how can he possibly want more? We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or
get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how could he possibly want more? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 44 and my partner is 48. We've been together for 13 years total and living together for the past 9 years. He's been married before, so he didn't want to get married again. I have never seen a great marriage, so I'm not big on the institution of marriage either. Even now, nothing but married men hit on me. I'm a realist, and I know that 98% of men cheat, so I've tried not to stress out over what my partner is doing when he's not with me. I had hoped the day would never come when he got sloppy with it, and I started seeing signs that he's cheating. We usually have sex when we get home from work, because when we go to bed, that's sleep time, not sex time. We also have sex in the morning, in the shower, the closet, the kitchen, or wherever we are when the urge comes over us. That's why I was shocked to see little signs that he might be cheating. I have seen makeup on his clothes, he has had strings of weave in his car, and he's starting to get texts in the morning. He's never had his phone on silent before, but last night I saw him switch it to silent before he got in the bed. I won't have to ask him if he's cheating. I can just watch him and see how he changes. I was a side piece before I met him, and I witnessed how the married man lied to his wife. I had to personally apologize to that man's wife, and that was the end of me being an adulterer. I am shocked that my man needs more sex, because we have sex daily, sometimes twice a day. How could he possibly want more? What am I missing here? Are men never satisfied? Please help. Well, if it's true the way you guys go at it, the way you say it in the letter, you would think he would always be satisfied, or he wouldn't have the time, or he would be way too tired. But it seems to have the opposite effect. It energizes him. So who knows why he cheats? It could be anything. Only he can answer that. It could be a reason as crazy as the other woman was just there, to he's fallen in love with someone else. And I'm sure you, having been in this space before as a side chick, as you mentioned, you know what I mean. It could literally be anything or nothing in particular why he cheats. The thing that makes your situation different is that you actually have proof here. I mean, you have some makeup. You've seen makeup on his clothes. You've seen strands of hair. And another dead giveaway, he has changed his behavior. And he's not trying to hide it. So the decision is yours now. You've been with this man for 13 years total. No marriage in the offing, nothing like that. You guys aren't planning to do that. So what do you want? I mean, do you want to stay with him and to continue to see this makeup and hair, you know, everywhere? Or you want to leave and not give him another 13 years of your life? And then, you know, you got to think about this. Sometimes men just get tired. We get tired of each other after so long. Steve?
First of all, I'd like to say I cannot believe Shirley's answer. I just cannot. Shirley, you surprised me.
Good.
What's happening?
It's good.
Are you changing
surprised
as a person? I mean, just your answers.
You just haven't been listening
just,
over the years, I think.
Oh, I've been listening. Oh, that's one thing I know how to do. Oh, how to listen. That's how I know to change.
Mm-hmm.
So glad he changed me. Changed.
Would you give your answer?
Well, here I go. I'm 44. My partner's 48. This is a woman right here. First of all, let me say this right here. I can't help this dude in this letter. The cat is out the bag.
Proof.
The gig is up. The proof is in the pudding. There's nothing I can do for you, bro. Busted. Caught. You ain't even trying to deny it. She has not even presented the evidence or made an accusation. She done merely wrote a letter. And dog, you the star of the show. Please help. Please help you, lady. You just described something. You've been married before. Your husband been married before, so he didn't want to get married. Y'all been together for 13 years total, living for 9. He was married before, so he didn't want to get married again. You then said you ain't never seen a great marriage, so I ain't big on the institution of marriage now. She said, even now, nothing but married men hit on me. She said, I'm a realist, and I know 98% of men cheat. 98% of the men you know. That's not a true statement. That's really, really not a true statement. And I can say that on behalf of men.
And she can say it as a side chick, though.
Well, just because you trifling don't mean everybody else is trifling. And just because your man cheat don't mean all men cheat. See, now you being a side piece, how that validate the letter anymore? How? So let's go on a little bit further. I try not to stress over why my partner is doing when he's not with me, and I hope the day would never come that he got sloppy with it. All you was hoping was, and you wished this on yourself, that he didn't get sloppy with it. You assumed he would do it. And so now there you have it. That's why you're not tripping. Now, here the part, though. We have sex when we get home from work, because when we go to bed, that's sleep time, not sex time. We have sex in the morning, in the shower, the closet, the kitchen, wherever we had the urge come over. That's why I was shocked. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations. This don't normally happen like this. I'm here to tell you that. There's some married women on the show. Now, I can tell you right now.
Hang on, Steve.
They not going for all this here.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how can he possibly want more? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how can he possibly want more?
Let me quickly go over this here. The letter is called, Why Would He Want More? Because they married, and they, both of them don't want to be married. Well, they live together, and both of them are not wanting to get married because both of them have been married before. And she said she never seen a good marriage because 98% of all men cheat. I said that's not a true story. And then she validates this whole letter by saying, I used to be a side piece. Well, and what? So now, since you was a side piece, what you saying? All women are side pieces? Because you done made the statement that 98% of men cheat. So you must be willing, since you was a side piece, you must be willing to say that 98% of the women are side pieces. Do you understand why we can't let you make that broad sweeping statement on this show? You can't say that about men, and you can't make that statement about women. Just because you was a side piece, it's women ain't going for that. Now, your question is, how could he possibly want more? She's saying, we have sex when we get home from work, because when we go to bed, that's sleep time, not sex time. Then we have sex in the morning, in the shower, the closet, the kitchen, or wherever we are when the urge come over us. That's why I was shocked to see little signs that he might be cheating. I done seen makeup in his clothes. He has strings of weave in his car. And he's getting texts in the morning. I can't save this dude. I can't save him. The weave in the car, makeup on your clothes. I can't save you, dog. There's nothing I can say. He's never had his phone on silent before, but last night I saw him switch it to silent before he got into bed.
You can't come up with a lie for him.
I can't help him. Because this woman right here ain't even accusing him. Because she says, I won't have to ask him if he's cheating. I can just watch him and see how he changes. Then she said, I was a side piece before I met him, and I witnessed how the married man lied to his wife. But then you also must have witnessed how to be a side piece. So now what you mad at her for? Side piece. Slaw. Mashed potatoes with the light gravy. Dirty rice.
Oh, those are sides.
You just okay. mad because she said 98% of the men cheat.
Show like that church's okra, though. That fried okra. That's a good side.
Yummy.
That's a good side.
Oh, there are some good sides.
Hell yeah. Sides make a meal.
Meal, y'all.
I had to personally apologize to that man's wife, and it was the end of me being an adulterer. Well, that's good. Everybody make mistakes. Now you all, now what, though? But what you want? Because you said, I am shocked that my man needs more sex because we have sex daily, sometimes twice a day. How could he possibly want more? That's your only question. What am I missing here? Are men never satisfied? Yes, men are very satisfied. A lot of times. If you're getting sex twice a day, pretty much that's you done topped out. I got to go to work.
Yeah. What's going on? It's too much.
What the hell?
Right. It's too much.
And quit broad sweeping everybody under the same rug. Are men never satisfied? Twice a day or do it for me.
Let's hope
I'm
so.
Good. I got news for you. Matter of fact, I don't really want it twice a day. I got to go to work.
You need your rest.
Yeah. I got a couple Netflix series I'm caught up in.
You got watch TV, dude.
Yeah. I got to work out. And how about this here? Damn it, I'm tired.
You would think.
How could he possibly want more? What am I missing here? Are men never satisfied? Please help. Men satisfied all the time. But now let's get to this question. Are men never satisfied? I think your question need to be, why is he not satisfied with you?
Yeah. Yep.
I think that's what we're talking about. See, quit trying to blame this on men. Quit trying to blame this on all 98% of men cheat. When you just said you have experience at being a side piece. So if 98% of the men cheat, you must be saying all women are capable of being side pieces. You see how that sounds? That's not a true statement. So now let's talk about why your man ain't satisfied with you. It's twice a day. What is this y'all doing that ain't making it work twice a day? Y'all need to practice better. Y'all need some more technique. Y'all need some more practice. Because if you're getting it in twice a day and it ain't cutting it, what the hell is y'all doing?
Wow.
That's a lot.
See, what y'all doing is y'all doing two quickies every day. Y'all need to put in some wet down sessions. You need one of them sessions. I'm talking about where you roll over and you can't even see good no more. You need to roll over and just
post
flop
your
on
comments.
The bed.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
I need to get some water. Baby, there's water.
So you should download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is here, Junior, with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
What I got? Well, did y'all see the game? Did
hell
you anybody
yeah.
see?
No.
Man, shout out to Grambling.
Grambling.
Yeah, Grambling pulled it off.
Go ahead,
man,
Grambling.
Man, 88-81 win in overtime, and man, they had to work to get that win. They played
That's
ball, man.
Right.
They was down 14 and came back.
Yeah, Grambling.
Come on, Grambling. They had two different styles. Two different styles of ball, man. They just kept going to the basket. They kept going to the basket to get back in this game.
Well, they don't do that no more.
Yeah.
Teams ain't ready for that. You know, this is a three-point basketball game now. Everybody is enamored with the three-point. The boy with Montana was 42%.
Yeah.
From 3-point. They thought this boy was just a dream team. Grambling played like they was on playground.
They played hard too, man. I'm telling you, when you got to come down from 14, man, that you there's not a lot of opportunity. They went on a 26-2 run.
They That's had a you... boy on my Montana team whose cheeks were so red. I thought he was about 11 years old, just tall ass 11 year old.
He missing a lot of sunlight. That's what he missing.
Yeah, you know, Montana, come on now.
Yeah.
Is winter.
Yeah.
But I love the tenacity, the attitude of the coach. They just kept coming, man. They wasn't messing around. They understood the value of 2 points.
And it changed the entire game. Now, it went to overtime. They didn't play. Mm-hmm. They didn't play, man. They just came out there with an attitude that they not better than us. And we worked to get here. And they did, man. They actually
They wanted it
more than this other team. Because you can't rely on this three. And they start locking down defense. When the defense started locking down, this three ball ain't finna help you every time down the trip.
I think that's the first HBC school to advance in the bracket.
No.
Well, yeah. You know what? You may be right, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. You may be right. I'm gonna check that for tomorrow.
I mean, you know, you can look it up. I ain't heard of it before.
Fact of the matter is, this is big. I don't know. And guess what else we won? The bands was different for sure. You can hear the difference going in the commercial. All this tit 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 tit. But then it come back to womp womp. I said, hey, it's a different basketball game now.
Thank you, Junior. All right, coming up at the top of the hour of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we'll have a major announcement about the 2024 iHeart Music Awards right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Few artists in the course of history have taken the kind of creative risks that transform music and pop culture forever.
Her chart-topping music continues to defy the norm, and her groundbreaking tour spectacles have changed the game.
You know what time it is!
Now, on Monday, April 1st, live on Fox, the iHeartRadio Music Awards will celebrate Beyoncé with the coveted Innovator Award.
I definitely wanted to do things that were innovative.
Join us at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, California.
iHeart. Plus, performances by Justin Timberlake, Green Day, TLC, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and Tate McRae.
And a very special musical tribute to the 2024 iHeartRadio Icon Award recipient, Cher.
Witness music history.
That's what we do.
It's our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Awards, hosted by Ludacris. Monday, April 1st at 8/7 Central Live, only on Fox.
All right.
Yes.
All right now.
Come on, iHeart.
That. Yeah.
Come on, Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The 2024 iHeart Radio Awards are going to be big. You heard it. Beyonce will be in the building receiving the Innovator Award. Back for its 11th year, our iHeartRadio Music Awards is the only award show that reflects the songs and artists fans love. So, Steve, earlier this morning, we talked about how Beyoncé clapped back, you remember, at the criticism she received when she first entered the country music genre. In case you missed it, Bey also posted a message to her fans on IG.
She said, thank you from the bottom of my heart to all of the supporters of Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. I feel honored to be the first black woman with a number one single on the Hot Country Songs chart. That would not have happened without the outpouring of support from each and every one of you. My hope, Beyonce says, is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant. All right? I mean, I think she makes a great point there. Maybe one day, right?
Well, ain't nobody mad except certain people. You know. And that's usually always who is mad. But, you know, you can't stop this girl. What you gonna do?
Yeah. Right.
God has positioned her. She gifted, man.
Yeah.
That girl gifted. That girl gifted, man. It ain't nothing you can do about that. You get mad. You can hate. Right. I don't know why she over here doing our music. It ain't your music.
Yeah.
It's music.
Yeah, yeah. The hate made her do a deeper dive, she said, into the country music genre and come out with this. I mean, look at this. Number one on the country charts.
I mean, look, man, R&B and old R&B and country music has always been very, very similar.
Storytelling.
Very similar.
Yeah, storytelling. Storytelling.
Yeah, Steve.
Period. So it ain't a stretch. All you got to do is change the instrumentation, and all of a sudden you got country music.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That's Where am I?
That's your jam. Oh,
man, I'm about to give you one now.
It's a collab. You would be.
I'm telling you, right now, I already wrote a hip hop version for it. So be slow, you roll. I think you mad at Beyonce. You wait to hear the one I wrote.
Steve Harvey got a country album. Listen. Yeah. Listen.
Congratulations to Beyonce. Yes. The 2024 iHeart Music Awards will be Monday, April 1st, 8 p.m., 7 Central on Fox. It is hosted by Ludacris with performances by, Justin Timberlake, TLC, Jelly Roll, and Cher will receive the Icon Award. And Beyonce, congratulations to her, once again, will receive the Innovator Award. You do not want to miss it.
That's big. Go ahead,
big. That's big. Girl. We will be watching. That is big.
I don't know what else is on TV, but I will be right in front of mine watching Beyonce.
You know I'll be screaming. You know how much I love Beyonce. Yes. I'll be screaming.
It's a great show.
She's a bad girl. She's a queen.
Yeah. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
MGM Grand Casino declared that Bruno Mars has no debt with us. All right. The statement debunks a new News Nation story that Bruno lost up to $50 million at MGM gambling tables. A Las Vegas insider claimed that the resort casino, quote, basically owns Bruno until he pays off that massive debt. MGM added, quote, we are proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers. MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. So there you go, because that was going around about that.
You know, I've had this conversation with several people. I said, listen, man, that Vegas don't play it like that.
$50 million?
Yeah, so much money.
Yeah,
bruh, they not letting you sign the markers like that, man. When you get about 5'8", this guy, Mr. Mars, we have a little balance here. I'd like to clear that up before we can continue. But they're going to talk to him, you know. You're not getting 50.
Get up to 50 million.
50? You don't have to lose 50 million to be considered a whale in Vegas. Listen, if you're gambling $10-20 million, they send a jet for you. Just send a private jet, pick you up. You got a big suite everywhere.
I gotta give it to social media. When they lie, they lie big.
The other day, I'm gonna tell you another one they had the other day.
Wow.
All right, coming up at 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather give up dinner every day? Which one?
Oof.
You like them both.
Breakfast.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have to give her breakfast.
Yeah, I might be with Junior. I might give her breakfast.
What the hell are you doing, man? You're looking at her.
Yeah.
The question was that hard for you?
Right.
I'm working on some things over here. Hey, man. I'm giving up.
That's breakfast. Easy, though. Just give up breakfast. Hell, that's intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't give
day.
Up dinner because lunch, then ain't nothing else.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Ain't nothing
all right. Would you rather let a spider crawl on you, or would you rather a snake slither across you?
Woo,
oh,
Jesus.
No, spider.
We know your answer, Carla.
Yeah.
Give me that spider.
But he's slithering, but is he going to bite me? Oh, I don't like that spider.
He's just slithering across you. That's
I don't like that spider, man. God, though.
What?
He's just crawling on you. So you'll take a snake?
I'm going to let that snake slide on through there.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, I know too much about that. No, Lord. You know, I just need two spiders to stay off me. I need that black widow to stay off me, and I need that brown spider to stay off me.
Okay.
The rest of them spiders, I can deal with all that there. But that snake, whew, you get the wrong one, you ain't finished. Bye.
You're dead. What happened to Steve?
That furry black widow.
Over there with a snake slithering across it.
Took them on out.
It's way too much stuff you can't hit. Them snakes, man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish or resolve your biggest regret?
That's deep. No, my biggest wish, I'm going to fulfill that. My regret, no, I'm not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want my wish.
Yeah.
Steve?
I'm going to take my wish because then I ain't going to have no regrets. I forget you ever existed.
All right. Would you rather take a vow of celibacy? Or would you rather take a vow of silence?
Silent. I'd be silent and then just doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real quiet about it, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shh. Yeah. Yeah. Silence. Yeah. I ain't got to talk. But I'm going to do a lot of humming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that vow of celibacy.
Really?
What?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And then I'm going to do it anyway, and ain't going to tell nobody.
You're going to cheat.
You're going to break the vow.
Yeah. Nah, come on. Ain't anybody fit to do that. Come on.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Thank you, guys. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day. And Steve Harvey will close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day. And,
yeah, congratulations to my boy Kevin Hart for the Mark Twain Award that he's going to receive.
All right,
I think
now,
they do that at the Kennedy
Center. Yeah, we love
Center.
You, Kevin.
That's really big. And, you know, Kev, you know, man, you being a plant and all, it's really amazing that you're able to accomplish this as a plant. I don't know how you keep doing it, man. All these people, you know, Hollywood, you just a plant. And for you to be getting these Mark Twain Awards, it's just amazing to me, man. Congratulations. I know a lot of people wish they was planted like you were. He's such a deserving dude, man. He works so hard, man. And this dude is a mega star.
Yeah.
He's just a mega star, man. And, you know, it just goes to show you, man, that no matter what they say, what God got for you, can't nobody stop, no matter what they say. You know, this internet is crazy, man. There's a story was out the other day, and my stylist came running in. Mr. Harvey, your friend Dave Chappelle, he got that new TV deal on Late Night. I said, really? And I said, what? Did CBS sign him? And I read this article. Said, the article said Dave Chappelle signed for $2 billion deal with CBS. And I told him, I said, oh, no, that's not true. Mr. Harvey is right here. Read it. I said, look, man, dog, listen, man, have you seen this on CNN or, you know, Fox, you know, Headline News? Bro, a TV, who signs a deal for $2 billion? That can't be true. It's just like they were talking about Bruno Mars owed the MGM $50 million, man. Y'all got to be careful out here. It's people just putting stuff out. It don't make no sense.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet, because they say that Dave Chappelle's story came from a satire page, and CBS says that's untrue.
That $2 billion on network TV, the way network TV is turning today, with all these options out here, where CBS get $2 billion from? For a late night show. How long you think Dave Chappelle gonna be on late night show? on network TV, which is all sponsorship driven. They got about a bigger chance of getting staying on sponsorship driven show as I got a, but I'd be an astronaut. We got about the same thing.
Wow.
And I can be an astronaut next Saturday. It don't make no sense. Bruno Mars, you can't run up a $50 million tab in Vegas. That doesn't happen anymore because Vegas is now corporate brand, not like it used to be. You can't run up $50 million. So, you know, just got to be careful about that internet. But congratulations to Kevin Hart, man. That's a big honor. Yeah. And I just want Kevin to know, man, you're a plant. Don't forget that.
So crazy.
But you know, that's good, man. Hey, man, I be happy for people, man. I be like looking at dudes that I know, man. I be happy for people, man. I think that we got to get back into the uplift business, you know. Look, you can be mad at a person for something they did or they got accused of or convicted of. You can have your opinion of that. That's fair. That's fair. But to just be sitting somewhere, man, just hating on people when good stuff happened to them? Nah, man. Not on this show. Nah. Congratulations, Kevin. And if Dave signed for $2 billion, I'd be shocked, but congratulations.
I'll be happy. And I will watch it for sure. Yeah.
Hell yeah. You need to hear him watch it because they ain't going to be on long.
Because they can't censor him because, you know,
what? Boy, let me tell you what. They got no chance of surviving late night TV.
No.
Not the Dave Chappelle. Because he's going to say something. And them sponsors is going to be it, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be it. I think of everything, man. I'm so grateful, man, that I've become that type of person, man, that wants to celebrate people as opposed to hate on people. I'm just grateful that I'm that way, man. But you know, for me, I just don't have the time for it. I'm busy pressing. I'm trying to press forward. I don't have time for gossip. I just don't, man. I don't have time.
Or hate. The hate. It's spreading that hate, man.
It really, man, it's so crazy out here, but, man.
Yeah, and I like what you said. It's time to start being happy for people again, you know? Yeah. Like,
and relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah, root for
man, people. What happened to people being in love?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah,
what's
really
destruction
is.
Of relationships about? Mm-hmm. Look, man, people go through hard times, man. We so happy to jump on the bandwagon when somebody's struggling. Man, hey, man, let these people, man, work through their problems and issues and all this here. You know, now look, are there some people out there putting some stuff out there about themselves they don't need to? Of course.
Yeah.
But once you open yourself up, if you put your business on social media, I can't help you. If all your thoughts got to be on social media, if, oh, she left me, I can't believe she left me. You on the, hey, man. Hey. Once you go out there with that, you got whatever coming that they want to do to you.
The opinions are coming, yeah.
Right. But for those people out there, man, that's trying to make it, man, I was reading this article. Megan Good did an interview about her relationship with Jonathan Majors.
Uh-huh.
And she says she in love.
Oh, good.
I can understand that.
Why? Because a lot of people are questioning their relationship. Is it real? Was it manufactured?
I think that brother, man, got railroaded. If you look at all the facts, that dude got railroaded, man.
Especially when you see that video of her chasing the
video.
Bruh, he was running.
From
trying to
ruin you.
Yeah.
And he was
see
right
that right
there?
There?
He deserved it.
And now because of this movement out there, they trying to mess this brother. They done it. But I hey, those are closing remarks. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God and love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.